Another day, another dollar here in post-apocalyptic America, back from our 2 week hiatus. And videos on TikTok doing well. Haven't stopped doing those, averaging over 500,000 views a week. Whole bunch of people getting the newsletter. Great to have, new people receiving it. It's for some of my deepest research, and ideas go out through the newsletter. So link in description of that if you want to get it, as well as my recent books, which are available on Amazon Kindle and also in paperback over on Amazon. So again, all those links are in the description. But yeah, where I see the world right now, let me just explain this through anecdote. The other day I was watching MSNBC, the most statist kind of establishment of news channels, right? Totally in lockstep with the administration. And the DNC's talking points, Democrats, John Podesta, Hillary Clinton, all of them. MSNBC in line with those viewpoints, in line with that worldview. And so they have this reporter on from Mother Jones, right? He's the guest that's booked on this MSNBC segment. And no original commentary, no nothing. Just the segment talking about how J6, January 6th, was the worst thing of all time. The worst act of violence by American citizens ever. And this weird, useless excuse of a journalist over at Mother Jones, he just agrees with the host. And that's what broadcast journalism has become, is a tightly packaged segment that promotes the political views of the DNC and the Biden administration, with supporting appearances by journalists who say, "Oh yeah, that's what happened. That's exactly what happened. You got it 100% right." And no dissent is allowed. You're watching pure propaganda at this point on American TV channels. No propaganda, no dissent is allowed. It's all propaganda. Now you turn on Fox, it's not much different because they're trying to promote this controlled opposition guy, Trump, who was already president for 4 years, had 4 years to bring down the child traffickers, did no such thing, had 4 years to legalize weed or at least modernize American cannabis policy, did no such thing, could have ended the private prison meat grinder, did no such thing. And in fact, his first pick for attorney general, Jeff Sessions, strong financial ties to the private prison industry. So that's who Trump was. And they shove him down your throat on Fox and the truther websites on the internet. You go on any message board or any conspiracy forum, it's people desperately trying to shove Trump down your throat. No discussion of anything else is allowed. You start talking about UFO sightings. "Oh, David, Trump will get to the bottom of the UFO thing. It's important to support him in 2024. He'll get to the bottom of it." Well, then why didn't he do it when he was president the first time? He had 4 years. Why didn't he tell us what the UFOs were about the first time? "Oh, David, he didn't know how bad they were in Washington." It's like, can we stop already with this nonsensical story that Trump was just some innocent rube who didn't know everybody in D.C. was a careerist out for themselves? Trump's a careerist out for himself. He should have seen that in others. Can we just stop with this fucking fairy tale already that Trump is a populist and he meant to do well, but he got sidelined for 4 years by jerking himself off on Twitter? And if we just give him another chance, he won't sic his FBI on journalists who covered Pizzagate again, as he did back in 2017. He won't sic his FBI on all the truthers who were talking about those weird Podesta emails. Bunch of goddamn pizza heads talking to each other. And we have the emails. That's what's so incredible. We would know less about the so-called elite class if not for those emails. Trump did not do right by Julian Assange. Trump did not do right by the truth community. He's one of them. He's a honeypot. Honeypot, Pied Piper, controlled opposition bullshit. Again, you can't speak a single word in the truth community without somebody popping up to direct the argument over to somehow you need to support Trump. You need to support this former president who just obfuscated the extent of the late Jeffrey Epstein's influence, completely, obscured everything, rather than bringing accountability to these people. And that's the truth. And so you look at Larry Fink, who I talked about on the last episode before he went into hiatus. Larry Fink, who was born into his vast sum of money, his mediocre trades at BlackRock are not where most of his money comes from. Born into his money like most of these globalists. And Fink has been quoted as saying, "I'm a globalist and proud of it. I'm a globalist and proud of it. I'm a globalist and proud of it." And so this fucker goes to the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, right? He goes to Davos, talks about what a big globalist he is, which means lowering the quality of life of the American worker and the European worker. Means lowering your quality of life so that workers in India, China, Pakistan, and sub-Saharan Africa can rise and meet you on a level playing field. That's literally what the form of globalism that Larry Fink preaches. That's what it's all about. So he goes to Davos, this guy who inherited his money, and they all pat him on the head like a good little pet. And he gets an invite to the next party at Lynn Rothschild's house or John Podesta's mansion. And he gets access to low interest development loans and whatever else he needs. And then back to America, this traitor comes, right? He returns to America to push this fucking clot shot on his own employees, and workers. So there's a theory that many of these corporate executives on Wall Street who are health obsessed did not take the clot shot themselves, and yet they religiously forced it on their own workforce, their own workers who come into the office, the people they pass on the elevator every morning, and they betrayed them, pushed an experimental therapy that they themselves did not take. And they pushed it, again, zealously, nonstop pushed it, or you couldn't return to work, or you couldn't return to the office. Nasty business. Nasty business to poison your own fellow Americans. And then to abstract that by saying, well, you're a globalist. Okay. So what is a globalist? What nation is a globalist a citizen of? Do you live in the middle of the fucking ocean? Where does a globalist call home base? And how does that justify poisoning your own workforce? Not to mention the guy's stated view, again, is to weaken the American worker. So why is his company BlackRock in charge of managing so many American workers' retirement money? Seems like a profound conflict of interest. And the state of West Virginia has kicked him out. The state there won't do any more business with BlackRock. But that means 49 other states haven't yet banned him. 49 other states are potentially giving state pension money to this complete clown whose own stated goal is to mismanage the economy, to destroy the West, to lower us so some factory worker in Bangladesh has a fighting chance. I got nothing against that factory worker, but this is treason. The last 2 years of abuse by a handful of people who inherited their money and who appear in the fucking Podesta WikiLeaks, it's absolute fucking treason. We know what these people are. We read their goddamn emails. Millions of us know what these people are. And to betray your own fellow Americans, I don't know how this guy goes to the office in the morning and looks the people in the eye that he poisoned. How does he look his own workers in the eye? All these people were poisoned by these clot shots. And again, they're intentionally imploding our economy. This is globalism in motion. It's underway. The guy's an absolute traitor. Larry Fink, who in the Podesta emails, Podesta admires him. The Pizza Head himself admires Larry Fink. These people are such fucking trash. These globalists who poisoned us and wrecked our economy. So Larry Fink is single-handedly responsible for the price of housing in some parts of the country going up 20 to 50% to the point where people who want to buy homes can't buy them. So he's buying empty homes at a time when people are desperate for housing. Is this billionaire, is this inheritor billionaire using his money to build cheap housing for Americans? Like a new Lovett town or something for the current generation? Is he building cheap, high-tech housing? No, he's trying to crowd people out of the market so they have to remain renters forever. Is he helping out peer-to-peer money cryptocurrency? No, he's allegedly responsible for this disastrous drop in Bitcoin because of this massive trade he made against Bitcoin and the now failed stablecoin, Terra and Luna. So a person who uses his money for predatory purposes to harm his fellow Americans economically, to harm them. Since the start of the pandemic, BlackRock's agenda has been harm the housing market by not allowing people to buy, driving people to renter status for life, harming peer-to-peer cryptocurrency, which harms the millions of people who hold it, right? When you dent the price of that, the millions of young people who hold Bitcoin now have less purchasing power. The guy is a predator. So when he goes to Switzerland and says, I'm a globalist and proud of it. I'm a globalist and proud of it. And they pat him on the head like a little fucking school child. They pat him on his little pathetic bald head. And then he flies back to America and he should be branded as the fucking traitor he is. Same for all these globalists. Traitors. Not that much smarter than the rest of us, just inherited their money. Spoiled brats who inherited their money. And their allegiances are to whatever is done at Lynn Rothschild's house in the middle of the night, whatever is done at John Podesta's mansion, when it's torture chamber time, when it's time to go walnut saucing. That's what these people are, at least based on their own leaked emails. They tried to wreck my career and reputation for about 4 years for covering those emails. So I suspect there's something there. I could be wrong. I suspect there's something there. And again, you turn on the TV in America. There's no more journalism. It's just this J6 thing is the worst ever. And take your clot shots. And if you've already taken them, take the booster. And if you've already taken that, jump off a fucking bridge. Because the elite want you dead. They want you off their precious planet. These goddamn pizza heads. And they think that J6 is the worst ever. So I have a theory that that's actually like pre-programming. Right? It's like they're trying to convince the American people, oh, don't rise up. Don't be vigilantes. We saw what that leads to. It was the worst ever. But was it? Was J6 an actual bloodbath? Was it an actual violent insurrection? Looked like a bunch of hapless slobs. A bunch of hapless slobs and a bunch of QAnon grandmas who were, you know, led into a frenzy by their wayward president, Donald Trump. We're led into a frenzy and we're told to go down to the Capitol and stir some shit up. They didn't kill a bunch of people. There was no French Revolution style bloodbath, right? Some guy putting his feet up on Nancy Pelosi's desk as if it's some sacred object. Oh no, he put his feet up on her desk. So what? I mean, our country, these are living institutions. These are living institutions, folks. They're not shrines. It's not a fucking temple. The U.S. Congress isn't some goddamn temple that you can't, you know, disparage. It's just a place where these people write the laws. Again, these are living institutions, not dead temples. So that J6 thing was trumped up to be a way bigger deal than it actually was. And of course, Honeypot Trump is the one who stirred it up to begin with. He invited those people to D.C. He's the one who gave them a false sense of comfort and told them to fuck shit up. Right? Yelling, fight, fight, fight. He and Kim Guilfoyle leading on the crowd from afar. Typical Trump honeypot behavior. So, these fucking globalists make it seem like that's the worst that could ever happen. Me as an analyst, I don't advocate violence. I won't be leading any kind of violent response to what's been done the last 2 years. As an analyst, I believe J6 is nothing compared to what may be ahead. Because many of the people thrown out of the military and thrown out of their jobs in law enforcement for simply not taking that clot shot, and many of the people in the military and law enforcement who still have their jobs but aren't happy with the negative health effects, all the microclots and shit that they're finding now and people who took it, they're not happy. And one day, they'll drag Larry Fink out by his fucking bald head and throw that motherfucker into the ocean. Not advocating violence, that's what's ahead in our country. They poisoned way too many people, and they wrecked our economy intentionally as part of some cute little claps so they can push, a more eco-friendly global worldview. and they go to Davos, and again, they get a little pat on the head from their globalist elders. And I say, hey, this is complete fucking treason. I think J6 wasn't even a proper preview of what's ahead in this country. They poisoned too many of us. They made too many of us artificially poor while we were doing fine before COVID hit. They tried to crater in our sacred crypto because they're threatened by it. And these goddamn people, on top of everything else, are allegedly pizza heads, child traffickers who engage in cannibalism of their child victims. It doesn't get any fucking worse than that. That's what these people are up to at Epstein Island. That's why they're terrified of the Maxwell stuff leading to other conspirators or other trials. These people are fucking cannibals, folks. Cannibals and pedos. And they aren't doctors. Many of the people who push this clot shot on the rest of us, they're not physicians. They should have shut the fuck up. They should have shut the fuck up and let people make their choices. Instead, it was forced on millions in the military and law enforcement. Although they can't speak up because they'll lose their jobs, they resent the fuck out of it. One night, they'll grab somebody like Larry Fink, tie his hands behind his back, and tie his feet together, and throw him out of the back of a fucking cargo plane. I don't advocate violence. I think that's the nature of what's ahead. Not a bunch of old fatties storming the Capitol with fanny packs and smartphones peacefully live streaming. Not a bunch of QAnon goofballs. I think what's ahead could be a real civil war. People don't like being poisoned. People don't like some fathead like Larry Fink flying out to Switzerland to talk about how he's caving in the American economy. Oh, and he happens to be one of the largest money managers in our country. Total conflict of interest. Should be banned from the financial industry for life, at a minimum. Thank you guys for listening, and thanks for having the show back. Appreciate it.
You're listening to Fulcrum News, real news from America and around the world. FulcrumNews.com/subscribe to get our premium membership and updates via email.